On May 16, 1983, a Southern rebellion erupted in Bor against Sudan's military ruler, Jafar Nimeiry, which later consolidated into the Sudan People Liberation Movement and its arm wing, the Sudan People Liberation Army, together known as the SPLM-SPLA. A peace accord in 2005, signed by SPLM-SPLA leader Dr. John Garang, ended the 21-year conflict leading to South Sudan independence following a referendum 6 years later. Adele Maker, a former member of the Women's Union who became a SPLM-SPLA member, says South Sudanese women are still suffering, especially widows and orphans who lack access to basic necessities.
Many affected by this movement, especially heroes, suffer greatly. Women in particular bear the brunt of this suffering, denied their rights in our current reality. The streets are filled with widows and orphans, yet our fight aimed for liberation and justice. We envisioned a nation where our children could thrive, but now clarity eludes us.
Maker is urging the government to honor the men and women who paved the way for independence and freedom. Lucy Iyai, another SPLM-SPLA member, laments the movement's departure from its liberation ideals.
Well, what is happening now is unfortunate, you know. That is not what we expected when we went for the movement. When we were in the movement, things were not as bad as this. We struggled as united. We did what we could to get ourselves out of the Arabs. But now, unfortunately, I don't know, the situation has a little bit changed. We are still struggling to make ourselves a nation. We made ourselves a bit backward a little. I'm sure in the coming years or months, we may be in a better situation, but it needs a lot of work to be done. This economic situation, it has made women, children, you know, desperate.
Late Dr. John Garang Dimabior, SPLM-SPLA founder, acknowledged Sudanese women's hardship in his speech following the Comprehensive Peace Agreement signing in Naivasha, Kenya in 2005.
Women in Sudan, as elsewhere in the world, are the marginalized of the marginalized, whose suffering goes beyond description. The Sudanese rural woman, for example, gets up at 5 o'clock in the morning to walk 5 kilometers just to get 5 gallons of water after 5 hours' walk. She spends another 5 hours working on the family farm and 5 more hours making the family meal, and then she goes to sleep.
Veteran politician Peter Aduonyaba reflects on the day's significance amidst current social and economic crisis, noting the perceived disappearance of SPLM-SPLA legacy due to unfulfilled aspiration.
Day itself is supposed to be SPLA Day. But as we know, the SPLA as an institution has disappeared. And I think it's even disappearing fast in the memory of many people because of the manner the country has been run. And most of what the SPLA stood for is not being implemented. We don't have the social services provided to the people, services in education, in health, in agriculture, and so on. So really, it's like sooner or later, people will forget about the SPLA itself.
This program made several attempts to reach SPLM Secretary General Peter Lamboth to comment without success. Central Equatoria State SPLM Secretary General Anna Kaku says, while the movement has had its share of shortcomings, it has contributed positively to the country's overall.
To have a country, SPLM have done their part. To have a country, the sacrifice of those people have not gone in vain. To have a country, their sacrifices, their death or their demise has not gone in vain. That's why today we are celebrating the fruit of what is so. I don't think that if there's anything, this may be answered by our leadership. And but for me, as in the state, we have seen what SPLM has done. And we continue to do it, and we're still for there doing what SPLM.
On the SPLM-SPLA 41st anniversary, Major General Lulray Kong, spokesperson for the South Sudan People Defense Forces, said there would be no formal celebration due to the national financial problems. For VOA News, I am Viola Elias reporting from Juba.